This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, it is WASDE release day for the month of May. What are we seeing in the grain so far?
It's kind of quiet on the overnight as far as corn and beans are concerned. Corn was up just a little bit. Beans, essentially unchanged. Very quiet on the overnight markets. Of course, a big report out. The one bright spot, I guess, for these commodities this morning, as we look at the screen, is that the wheat market's been pretty strong. And so, if this wheat market can continue with some of this strength, in the lack of bullish news, we still might be able to see corn and beans stay supported at least, maybe even move a little higher. But we'll know a whole lot more after 11 o'clock today.
And what is driving the wheat price to the upside here recently? Is this the weather concerns in the wheat growing regions of Russia again? Is this our growing regions in the United States that are having weather issues? What do you think is driving this?
I do think Russia's got more to do with it than I would say our growing regions, of course. I mean, it's typically your number one world exporter, and so it's very closely watched. They're talking about winter wheat actually getting killed off by a frost freeze event. And there was reports yesterday that they were considering trying to make people feel better by saying they were going to reseed. But now you're talking about spring wheat. It's a different discussion. So I'm not so sure exactly what's going on over there. But I think that the trade is watching closely because certainly if it's widespread enough of an issue, there's no doubt that this will affect global grain flows as far as wheat's concerned.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn up 3.25 at 459.75. July soybeans up 2.5 at 12.11 even. July soybean meal up $1.80 at $374.70. July soybean oil up 33 cents at $42.97. On the Merc, June live cattle up 42 cents at $176.37. May feeder cattle up 30 cents at $238.95. June lean hogs up 95 cents at $98.67. June pork cutout down 10 cents at $104.90. Class 3 milk up 6 cents at $18.70. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.